Welcome to The Daily Vulnerable, where we'll talk about things that truly matter.
Maybe about a year ago, I did an exercise advised by one of my spiritual teachers. She's late now, Louise Hay. And it's an exercise, a brutal exercise, where you take a part of your life, you write down the name of every single person who you remember who has hurt you in that area of your life, and you forgive them. You literally imagine them getting into your heart, and you receive them, and you forgive them. But you know what the most powerful part of that exercise is? I did it. As I was forgiving everybody, I forgive you. Oh, it was a very long list, and it was about relationships. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you. And I realized, but actually the person I most need to forgive is myself. And I wrote down, I forgive myself for the desperation, the insecurity, and the neediness that made me allow these people to treat me with such disregard and such contempt. And I promise my beautiful spirit that I will never allow that to happen again, because I deserve better. When I did that, I realized that as soon as I forgave myself, it was easy to forgive everybody else, because what happened was that I took responsibility for allowing myself not understand the boundaries to my own heart and the boundaries to my own spirit. Some of us are busy getting angry at so many people for cheating or breaking our hearts, when the person we should forgive is ourselves for allowing that happen in the very first place.
Thank you for listening to The Daily Vulnerable with Chude.